Okay, today is Daf Sadi Test. We are on Daf Sadi Test. Today's Daf is sponsored, and the whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskel, the Zecha Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. We also like to learn for Zecha Nishmas Zev Ben Aaron, who is the yurtzeit of Mrs. Freud. Shomer should have an Aliyah as well. Yurtzeit Mrs. Freud's father. Okay, we are on Sadi Test Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Yerios hatachtonos. We're talking still about in the Mishkan. Yerios hatachtonos, which is the lower yerios. We've learned a different level, layers of yerios. So the lower level of the yerios were made of shell tcheles. They were made out of wool that is colored blue. Vishel argamon, wool that is colored purple. Vishel tolash shani, wool that is colored red. Vishel sheish, and also linen. The upper elios, shel maise izim, are made out of a goat hair. And the Brisa continues, Ugedola Chachma Shenemra the Elyonos Yosir Ma Shenemra Betachtonos. The expertise that was taken in order to weave the upper curtains were much more than the expertise it took to sew the lower curtains. And the Bar brings a pasuk, the Ilu Betachtonos. When it comes to the lower curtains, it says Ksiv Kol Isha Chachmas Leiv Biyadea Tavu. Whoever had chachma slave, she did it. The ilu be elyonos tziv the kol hanashim asher nasa liban osana the chachma tavos izim. So there, when they wove with the goat hairs, it says the extra words of chachmas of nasa liban. And Rashi says nasa liban. That's yiseros chachma mashna, because it's actually in the heart. That's yiseros. That's more expertise. Why would it take more expertise? What was so special about how they wove the upper yerios, the Tanya, because on another brayse, Mishum Rav Nechemya, what they did is shatuf beizin. They would put the water or to comb out the wool with tavu min izim, and then they would weave it while it was still on the goats. So they would take the whole thing and they would weave it. That took an extra level of expertise to make the yerios while they're still on the goats. So there are two reasons. Why would they do that? So the Svarno on the pasuk says that the reason why they wove it while it was on the goats was because When the wool is on the goat and it's woven in, it's more lustrous. It's more beautiful. So in the Meshech Chachma, and someone says the Maharsha is that by having it on the goats, it allows women who are nidos to still weave it, because if it's mechubar to the animal, it's not mekabel tuma. And this way they could be mekabel tuma. Question. I don't know. I don't know how you do that. And that's the expertise, I guess. Okay, the Mishnah then said, "Shtei Gus Taros." Right, you had these two balconies on one side of the Shus HaRabim, and one was over here, and one was over here, but it's linear. It's not across the street. It's linear, right? But Yesh Hefsek, and there's a Hefsek between them. So if you're Moshe from one to the other, you're Chayav, because that was the avodah of the Levium, that when they took the power to Mishkan, they would take the poles. They would put it on one agala, and then they would move it to the other agala, and they would mostly crush them to one agala to the other one, and that would be the hotza. So Amarav Mishum Rebichia, agalos. When it comes to these wagons, tachtehem, the place underneath the wagons, which we said the uncovered place underneath the wagons, based on what we learned the other day, ubeinehem, and the space between the wagons, vitzidehem, and the sides of the wagons, which I guess would be the place of the wheels. That would be this distance between the side of the wagon, the space between the wheel and the wheel himself. So that amount, Rishus HaRabim. That is all Rishus HaRabim. Amar Abaye says, Bein Agala L'Agala, between each Agala, between one Agala to the next Agala, is Kimlo Orech Agala. That's the between the Agalas is the same distance as the length of the Agala, which was how much? V'kama Orech Agala, Chamesh Amos. The Agala was 5 Amos long, and in between the two Agalas was also 5 Amos. Tosa points out, it's no halachic purpose over here, just giving you a simon. Right? Tosa says, the simon of Amon Akti, V'agabor, Chamesh Amos. He's telling us that the length of the Agala was 5 Amos. Now the Gemara is going to ask, okay, wait a second, why did we need the Agala to be 5 Amos long? It could have sufficed that the Agala was a little shorter. Because again, remember, we have 48 Krushim. The 48 Krushim were divided by 4 Agalas. That means that 12 Krushim per Agala. You wanted to make sure that you had the least amount of stacks. So if we lie the Agalas, again, the Agalas are lying across the length, how do I describe it? The agalas are the krushim are lying across the width of the krushim are lying across the width of the agala. So if you have if they put it on the side of the crushing, they're 1.5 amos. So then basically you have three stacks of four. But if you put it four, if the agalos are just, if the crushing are 1 amos thick, then you have four stacks of three. Make you 12. 4 times 3, 3 times 4 equals 12. So the question though is, though, we'll say it outside, if the agalos are 1.5 amos, okay, and then you're having three stacks of four, well then 4 times 1.5 is 4.5. So you only need 4.5 amos of length of the wagons. And if the agalos are four stacks of three, well then it's 3 times 1 is really 3, but you only need 4 because the rings are then protruding. But if the so you have you only need 4 amos. What do you need 5 amos for? So that's the Gemara's questions. Gemara says, Lamali, why do I need so much? The Arbo Palgasagi, 4.5, a place of 4.5, a length of 4.5 on the agalos would be sufficient. Rashi says, She'im is sadran al rachba, and if you do it on their width, Einam is sadr ela hey amos yosemi gimel. You can't put more than 3. You can't put more than 3 there. But hare abro the mechso yachal sadran. And 4.5 amos, you have enough room to put them on. I mean, it'll be very mitzum, so it'll be touching each other. Foreshadowing the answer. The im is sadr mechudan, if you put them on the other side, then that's only an amma. Yosemi da lo yisadr. You can't do more than 4. If they have sakas makam abrichim, shiv emsa sadar, because of the rings. Upalga amma nami tiskile. And also, you just need, it's only going to be 4.5 that's going to be necessary. You don't need, right, you'll need 1.5. Again, even though it's 1 amma, you'll still need 1.5 because of the rings. But you only need 4.5 length. You only need 4.5 amas. So why do you need 5 amas? So Gemara says, ki hechi delo lid chaku karashim. In order that the karashim do not bang into each other. Because if you put them in such a makom mitzumtzum, they're going to be touching each other. You don't want them to bang. They may slide. You go up a hill, down the hill. They may slide, I guess you want to have some sort of slack between them, so they won't be dochak. Okay, so Amar Rava. Rava says now, rochav, the rochav we're talking about, which is the width, sidei hagala, which is the space between the agala and the edge of the wheels. So you have the box, then you have the wheel is on like a spoke. So that what's a little bit exposed, and the wheel. So from the edge of the box to the edge of the wheel is they say, see the hagala kemalo rochav hagala. It's the same distance which is the width of the hagala. The width of the hagala, which is how much? The kama rochav hagala shtei amos umefza. The rochav of the hagala is 2.5 amos. So between the agala and the end of one wheel is 1.25 amos. Between the agala and the other side of the wheels is 1.25 agalos, which makes you 2.5. So the space between the agalas and the outside and the space inside the agala is the exact same thing. The width, it's 2.5 amos. So the Gemara says, Lamali, why do I need 2.5 amos as the width of the agalos? Lamali, ba'amsa upalga sagya. 1.5. 1.5 would be sufficient. What is 1.5 sufficient for? The yashkivim al chudan. He says, put them on their width. Basically, what you can do, why do you need 2.5? Essentially, if you're worried about that maybe we're going to lie instead of lying the agalas across the width of the agala, you can lie them right, you can say, so let's climb across the width, you can lie them lengthwise, right? You can put, instead of lying the agalas, basically, let them be perpendicular, you can have the agalas go straight into the cavity of the have the crushing go straight to the cavity of the agala. So the maximum you would need is 1.5, because depending on which way you put the crushing, it's either 1 amma or 1.5 ammas. So just lie them in between and then stack them up. The problem is I don't say what the havamin would be there, because the havamin would then would be, you would have 12 stacked up. Because it would fit snugly in, and then you would have 12 stacked up. So I'm not sure what the havamin is. But he says, Lamali, ba'amto pagyasagi, kihech, so the Gemara, right? He says, that would be enough. So the Gemara says, no, kihechi, dilo lidadu crushing. Again, it's because the crushing aren't lying in the cavity. They're lying across the cavity. So they're lying across the cavity. So what would happen? If it's only 1.5 amas, that's too narrow. And then the crushing are not going to be balanced. This way, if you have 2.5 amas across the width, and you lay the crushing across the width of the agala, so then you have more room, I guess. You have a bigger base to support the crushing, which is still interesting because the crushing are 10 amas. So you have it 2.5 over. It's mostly sticking out. It's only 1 amma less. That's one of Tosos' questions. Tosos does not like Rashi's sheet at all. Moshe showed him as well. We've been learning that the sheet of Rashi is that the way the agalas were set up, if they traveled two by two, and they were separate. They were separated. Tosos, in this long Tosos, I think he has 5 or 6 questions about it. One of the questions he asks is that it's such a big keresh on such a small agala, it's going to fall. Right? Tosfos says, the sheet is Rashi, shtei agalos hayu mefurakos omizo, they were separated. Ve'ish hefsek b'neihem hei amos, and there's 5 amos distance between them. They call achas to una levad masu shel krushim, kosher, they have a problem. The heyach yicholim krushim shel kokach kvedim. How can these heavy beams, shel orkon eser amos, which are 10 amos long, v'rochba an amo v'chetzi, and its width is 1.5 amos, but ovion its thickness is amo, lamad al beiz amos v'mechzav rochav. How can it stand on that, just on 2.5 amos? It's going to crush it, it's going to fall, it's not big enough. So Tosfos has a bunch of questions, but essentially, based on the Rebbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMor says the same thing, it's a whole different setup. It says that the wagons were connected to each other, and that the Krushim laid across both, they were connected to each other a little distance in between, and the Krushim laid across both Agolas. And therefore, you had a much wider base to support him. And he has to go through, that's what Tosfos does here at the end, he has to go through all the Gemaras that we're talking about, to pick the Shaka Tari back into that. We learned according to Rashi, because Rashi is Rabban Shal Yisrael, but the Tosfos, many of them show him have difficulty, just from a physics standpoint, I guess, of how Rashi sets it up. Okay. Now that we mentioned what the measurements of the Gala are, the Gemara asks, Ella, the Kaimalon, we have, it's Mekubal to us, that what? That Derech Rishus HaRabim, Sheish Yisrei Amo. That in order to be a Rishus HaRabim, you have to be 16 amos across. That's the width of a Rishus HaRabim. The question is whether the length has to be 16 amos also, but that's what Machlokes Posekim, but the width has to be 16 amos. Anan de Gemir Lami Mishkan. And we learn it from where? We learn it from here. We learn it from the Mishkan. So let's figure out. When they were carrying the Agalos, how much space was actually taken up? More than 16 amos. Right? Anan de Mishkan, less. The Mishkan, Chamesrei Hava. It was only 15 amos. Because how does that work? You have the Makom, that the whole space that's taken up by the agalos is only 15 amos. You have the 2 agalos that walked side by side. They are 5 amos, right? Each of them is 5 amos each because remember the width is 2.5 amos. From what the end of the agalos to the end of the wheel is one and a quarter on one side, 1.25 on the other side. So the agalos from wheel to wheel is 5 amos. So you have 2 agalos, 5 amos, 5 times 2 or 5 plus 5 equals 10. So now we accounted for 10 amos, and then you have what do we say? There's 5 amos in between them. So then you have 15 amos. So where's the 16 amos? The gullah itself only takes up 15 amos. So what's going on? So why do we say that the Rishus HaRabim is 16? It should be 15. So the Gemara answers, Amsa Yaseira Havei. There was a half an amma, an extra amma. There was a half an amma on each side of the wheels for what? Dave Kai Ben Levi. Because that's when the Ben Levi, that's where one of the Levium, right, would walk to do what? Because in case they would fall off, there was a guy walking aside to kind of lift them and keep them. I guess what was strong enough, whatever, to do it. But you had basically you had a threshold sort of a half an arm on either side, and that it takes 15 plus a half is 16. So there you get your 16 amos. Atan discussions of the measurements and the setup of the Mishkan. Now get back to deal with some of the halachas of motzi from one rishus to another rishus. Fine. Chulias habor. So what's a chulias habor? Rashi says it's karka chafiras habor. It's the dirt that you dug out from a pit, right? It's karka chafiras habor. Nosdin svivosav lahakif kemin choma. You put it around the pit in order to make a wall sort of it. Kimosha ananosim hekif etzimo even savpi habor. Sometimes we put trees or something around the pit. So they would dig out the bore, they would put the luchluchlis that came out, the dirt that came out, they would put it around the bore. So chulias habor, okay, the hasela, and also a stone that's standing in Rishus HaRabim. Basically, what we're doing over here is we're going to make a Rishus HaYachid in the Rishus HaRabim. And the cell that's in Rishus HaRabim, shehein givoin asara, they're 10 tvachim high, right? They're 10 tvachim high, v'rochban arva'a, and they're 4 tvachim width. So now basically what you have is a Rishus HaYachid, its own independent Rishus, in the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Hanoto Mehen, if you take from them a chayfetz, that's on top of, let's say on top of the stone is a chayfetz, you take from the pebble, and you put it in, to pebbles on the stone, you take the pebble, and you drop it into the Rishus HaRabim next to it, you chayet, because you motzi Rishus l'Rishus. And so too, Vahanosin al-Gaban, if you take from the Rishus HaRabim, and then put on top of either of these things, you're chayet, because they're considered Rishus HaYachid. So you were motzi from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. But Pachos Mikain, if the Chulias HaBor, or the Sela, are any less in dimensions than 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you're putter. Then it's not considered Rishus HaYachid. It's probably, and it says you're putter, so it may not be considered Rishus HaRabim. Maybe it is a karmelis or it's a makom tor, or whatever it is, it doesn't make its own Rishus, and therefore you're putter. So Gemara now is going to ask, well, why do I need to learn the halacha by both the Chulin Sabor and by the Sela? It's basically telling me anything that has an independent Rishos HaYachid in Rishos HaRabim, it has to be 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. Why give two examples? So the Gemara says, Lamli Limiste Chulya Sabor Vehasela. Why do I have to say Chulya Sabor and Sela? Teach me Bor Vehasela. Just say the Bor and the Sela. What would be the Chiddush of the Bor? The Bor would teach me that not only is it 10 Tvachim high, but if it's 10 Tvachim down also, that makes it Rishos HaYachid. But the Chulya Sabor is a pile, it's a mound. It's the same thing as a Sela. It's the same exact thing. What's going on? Rashi says, "Lamli the misnei chuyas bor v'asela pshitalan the sela nakim inyan gova." The stone is written for its height, the inyan gova. Ubor the inyan omik, and the bor would be for its depth, for going down. He said, "No, tell me toch moshu sarabim." So if there would be something in 10 tvachim down in a bor, and you take from there and bring it into rishus sarabim, you would be chayiv. To eat the inyan gova, because if it's for gova, could go on the morid mechuy lamata. Sorry. But he says, "Lamli the mystic klal hatnasela." What's going on? So, what's the reason that you have both, which is talking about height? So, the Gemara, we'll read Rashi in a second. We're doing the Gemara. Misaili Rabbi Yochanan. It comes to support the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "The bore, the depth of the pit, the chul yasa, and the height of the mound that you dug out, mitzdarfin lasara. They can combine to make a 10." Meaning, if you have a 5 tvachim mound and a 5 tvachim deep bore, that combines with 10 tvachim, and therefore the whole area over there is now rishus yachid. They combine. As Rashi says, Elavadai lemotzi mitoch ogne bor nakutle, mikavan the hachi hu hu yolamli listne bor omaxel gova, says, Mitstarfin lasara, the shavia habor rishus ayachin. He holds him, mitoch ogon from the inside, mitoch ogon hu yachai. You bring something up from the inside, yachai. I mean, they're mitstarf. So I don't have to have the mound 10 tvachim itself. The mound and the bor, that I guess that it came from, is equal 10 tvachim. So that whole area is now rishus ayachin. So if I take out from the bor, it's a problem. And if I put on to the chulya, it's a problem. They combine to make their own rishus ayachin. Tosos asks, why do I need to say this? I already have this mentioned somewhere else. Tosos says, the im tomar, right about last Tosos, mat sarich lemisnei lashmunin hatanina chad azimda. We already learned this once. Where do we learn it? We learned it in Perek Basra de Eruvin. We learned in the last Perek of Eruvin that says, bor rishus arabim vichul yasa gavoa yud tvachim. We're learning over there. It's the same halacha that we're learning in that Mishnah. So he answers, it's a derech hatana lashmir bekotzer. Sometimes a tana in one place gives it short and another place gives it long. The bigger question is that you have a gemara in Maseches Gittin that seems to indicate that if you have the bor and some other thing that you place there, they're not mitzarev. So why is it not mitzarev? And here we say it is mitzarev. Exactly. So the difference is whether or not what you took from it is actually part of the bor. You put a window, you put something next to the pit, that's not mitzarev. Here it's a natural connection between the dirt that you dug out and the pit that you dug, so that's going to be a connection to make it maybe mitzarev for the ten tvachim. So the Gemara is not going to make a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that they're mitzarev. Tanya nami hachi. The Raya is actually the last lines of this brisa. Right, the last lines of bracha says v'bor v'chiyosim mitzarev latzara. That's the meaning. But in the meantime, we're going to learn the whole brisa. Tanya nami hachi. We learn a brisa support Rabbi Yochanan. Brisa says as follows: Bor v'rishus harabim amuk asara. If you have a pit in rishus harabim that is 10 tvachim deep, urechava arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide, ein mimalin hemeno b'shabbos, and there's water in there, I guess you may not take water from the rishus hayachid and bring it out to the rishus harabim, because the bor is rishus hayachid and you're in standing rishus harabim, you can't draw water from it. Eli imkain asula, unless you made around the bor mechitza gavo asara tvachim. You make the area around the bor a rishus hayachid as well. So you make mechitzas around the bor 10 tvachim high, and therefore you have a rishus hayachid right there, and you can take from the bor by yourself. Right? Rashi says sheya hamimale omed lifnim in mechitza mimale. The yud tvachim allows you to create that area into rishus hayachid, and it says as well the ain shosin hemena b'shabbos. I guess you can't if you don't have the mechitza, you can't I guess lean over the pit and put your head in there and drink it, because maybe I guess that's a gzera. Don't take a kli, Rashi says. Lean over and basically leaning over the pit, take the kli and drink, and therefore you're not being mochi at all because your body's in was over the rishus hayachid. And Rashi says, "Ain shos emen alamur asvasa on its lip, v'lishol bekli ulahachis roshol lechala v'lishtos." You don't do that because I guess shema yimshol kli etzlo. Rashi at the end says it's a gzera. Maybe you'll pull it. Ella, unless imkain hichnis la rosh of rubo, unless you yourself, what you can do is you can lean your entire body over into the pit and drink. I guess you know, lick it up from over there. I guess without a kli. Rashi says, Ela imkein hichlis rosh rubu l'makom shu shose. Then you can do that. And then that the raya is the last line. Bevor v'chuyaso mitzdarfin l'asara. The pit and the, what it's dug out from, and the dirt that was dug out from it are mitzdarf l'asara. So we know that they're mitzdarf for the 10 tefachim deep. It's machlokas rishonim as to whether or not it's also mitzdarf for the 4 tefachim width. Let's say the pit is only 2 tefachim wide, and you dug out the bore, you dug it, and it's 10 tefachim deep. And you dug out some stuff, and it's next to it. Does that expand the width? Because you need, there's two criteria to make Rosh Hashanah Yachid. 10 tefachim high or deep, and 4 tefachim wide. Is it mitzdarf for that as well? There's a Rashi in Erevin, on Daf Ayin Ches, that says that just like the gova of the chulya is mitzdarf for the depth of the pit, it's to make the 10 tefachim, so too the width is also mitzdarf. But he quotes the Tosos. He says our Tosos over here. I don't know. And my focus will be about whether or not the width as well. Now the Gemara is going to deal with some certain situations and ask some kashas about Hotzah from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what's the case here? Boy minei Rav Mordechai mei Rava. Never saw that before. You ever saw Rav Mordechai before? You have? So he's a late Amora. Okay. So how he's so Rav, how's he asking Rava? Rava's third generation. So, by minei Rav Mordechai mei Rava, amad v'rishus harabim. We have amud v'rishus harabim. We have a pillar in the middle of the rishus harabim. Gaboa asara, it's 10 tefachim high. V'rachav arba, it's 4 tefachim wide. Meaning, we have a rishus hayachid in the rishus harabim. This pillar in the rishus harabim. So, but it has its own status as a rishus hayachid. So, what do? V'zarak v'nach al gabav. You took something from the rishus harabim. You threw it onto the top of the pillar. So, basically, it looks like I just threw from rishus harabim onto Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which I would be chayim. But the Gemara asks us.
Why would that be a unique case? That's every case in the world.
You didn't even open the Gemara yet.
Everything's surrounded by Rosh Hashanah.
You didn't even open the Gemara yet.
I'm just saying that.
Because I didn't finish reading it. So, right. Mahu. What's the din? What's the din? Mi Amrinan. Do we say, like David just said, what's the difference? Hari Akira B'Isser. You picked it up at Isser in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Hari Hanacha B'Isser. And it's landed in a Makam Isser. It landed in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Makom Isser mean compared to each other. So what's the difference? You picked it up from Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you threw it from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Yachayit. What's the problem? Or do we say, oh, Dilma, no, Kevon, Dimi Makom Ptur Ka'asiyo Lo. It ended up coming down from a Makom Ptur. What does it mean it came from a Makom Ptur? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, again, there's a few introduction a little bit. The idea of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is goes up to the Rakia, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's only up to 10 tefachim, it's only 10 tefachim high. Above 10 tefachim is not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So what happens here, just before we say Rashi, I throw it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But in order to get it above the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it had to go above 10 tefachim and then come down. So in the middle, before, as it's coming down, when it gets to like the highest point, when it's above the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's above 10 tefachim. Otherwise, it would hit the wall. So it's above 10 tefachim. So if it's above 10 tefachim, it came from where? It came from Makom Ptur. So it came from Makom Ptur into the Makom Ptur. Does that intervening Makom Ptur get rid? That's how Rashi explains it. Does that intervening Makom Ptur get rid of your chiyuv? Let's read Rashi inside. He says, "Mimakom Ptur ka'asya she'i efshar shelo higbiya tchila lemalam min amud." It had to go higher than the pillar. Shehu Makom Ptur, which is a Makom Ptur, she'enu avir rishus harabim. The other, because it's the other rishus harabim, other rishus harabim nami lo habim. It's also not the other rishus harabim, right? The chiyamid rishus harabim, rishus a yachid ol adarikia, hani emil kleg rishus a yachid, al hai makmi lamati la avir, omen agabi lamal masara. It's going higher than 10, right? That's what happens. That's how Rashi asked the question. Tosa says, that cannot be the question. Because we have a fierce Gemara that says that situation you would be chayav. Tosha says, he says, Im Tomor, Ma Kami Bayilai. What's the Shaila? Right? Tifshot mi ditani the perakama, we all remember on Dafav, it says, Hamotzi mi chanus, which was a susa yachid, liplatya, to the, I guess, the cardo area, derech stav, in the meantime, you pass over the threshold, which is a resus, which was a carmelis, right? There was chayav. You're chayav. You said right, and there, there was no shaila. The intervening makom ptur would obliterate the potential chiyuv. He says you're chayev. Bar Mino El Hamotzi Masri Lamal Nesar Chayev. Right. So he says basically he brings out the Rabbeinu Parat, and Rabbeinu Parat seems to bring in a gravity here. He says well, first Rabbeinu Parat Dafka Kishapasa Kochah B'Makom Ptur Kamid Bayilei. Talk about over here where you lose the koach when it hits the makom ptur. Basically, you threw it in such a way that when it reached up to the 10th Tefachim, there was no more force from your throne. The only thing now is it's coming down. The gravity is bringing it down. So you didn't have, there was no force of yours into the Makom Patur. So maybe that's going to potter you. That's how Tosos reads it. Tosos doesn't like Rashi's question. But I mean, the answer could also be that maybe there's a difference between walking it straight, throwing it up. But that's Tosos' kasha. So that's the basic question is if it goes derech this Makom Patur, are you chayav? So the Gemara, so Amar Leh, so Rava answered Rav Mordechai, must isn't he? It's our Mishnah. Okay, so Asher, and it's explained. So Asher Shailei L'Rav Yosef, he then goes ask Rav Yosef, and Amar Leh, Yosef says to him, must isn't he? It's the Mishnah. So Asher Shailei L'Avai, Rav Mordechai then asks Avai, Amar Leh, Avai says to him, must isn't he? It's our Mishnah. So finally Rav Mordechai gets upset. Amar Lehu, Rav Mordechai says, Kul Baruch HaDad Tafita, you're all spinning into the same spittle. Okay. To explain to me, what is it, where does it come from the Mishnah? What's the proof in the Mishnah? So Amr Leh, so they all asked him, I guess, Rav or Yosef Abad, they asked him, Atlo Tizbra, do you not understand that it comes from the Mishnah? No, I don't understand where it comes from the Mishnah. Tell me where it comes. So he explained. The Hatznad, our Mishnah said, you took from the, let's look at the stone. You take off of the stone, it's in the Rosh Hashanah, which is 10 Tefachim high. Then noten al gabon, and you put down onto the stone, which is 10 Tefachim high, you're chayev. You are chayev. Even though, in order to get anything off of that stone, or onto the stone, you have to bring it above 10 Tefachim. So it's coming from a Makom Patur, right? Rashi says, well, Rashi doesn't say, he says, V'atlo tizbar, the masnisani. So basically, what you do, in order to take off the stone, let's just take it. The stone is Rosh Hashanah. You're bringing from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. In order to put from the Rosh Hashanah and to put it onto the stone, you can't just bring it straight because it'll hit the thing. You have to bring the object above 10 Tefachim in order to put it down. And the Mishnah says you're Chayev. So going through the Makom Patur, you're still Chayev. So he answers, and Mordechai says, no, maybe Dilmas Nisan B'machat. Maybe our Mishnah, the Kimp is talking about a needle. The Gemara says, who cares talking about a needle? It still has to go, the needle, as small as the needle is, it still has to go above 10 Tefachim to be rested, to rest. On something that's 10 Tefachim high, Machanami EF Shadlo Medalia Porta. So also then a little bit has to go above the 10 Tefachim. So he says maybe the Isle Morsa Inami de Rami Becharitza. Maybe there's some sort of lip. I could figure it out. There's a picture. He has a good picture over there. He says maybe there's a Morsa. A Morsa is like a ledge. Okay, you have this ledge that comes out from the pillar. That's a little lower than the 10 Tefachim, and when the machat gets put on that, it's 10 Tefachim high. Or it has, what do you say, a charitza. A charitza is it's sort of carved out, right? It's just carved out like a ledge, and then you put the machat directly on there. But those are very, very, very slim ukimtos. I think halach lamaisa, the paskin that it's yuchayev. The makom, it doesn't make a difference if it goes through the makom tour. It doesn't make a difference. If you put it on top of the fire hydrant.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the minimum size for Rishus.
And it's above the 10 Tefachim.
No, but then why would you do that? Then it's Rishus Yachin.
it's a Makom Patur. It's a Makom Patur.
On top of it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're walking on Brooklyn on Shabbos,
whatever. They have 3-8 rules in Brooklyn. Okay, so if you're walking in London.
You're walking in London and
you realize
there's
something
in your pocket. Put on the fire hydrant? Put on a fire hydrant.
Uh-huh. That's the
biggest example. I think
that's the
consensus.
Huh? Really? So it's...
It solves those problems.
No, I hear it. If it's a Makom Patur, then you're not... from Rosh Hashanah versus
the Yachid.
Right, but here what you're doing, here it's a Rishus HaYachid, what happens over here, is you're taking it from the Rishus HaRabim and putting it onto this thing that's high, that's 10 Tefachim, so it's a Rishus, it turns into a Rishus HaYachid. No, the pillar is 10 Tefachim, high and 4 Tefachim wide. That makes it a Rishus HaYachid.
Because it's wide.
Right, that makes it a Rishus HaYachid. That's not a Makom Patur. Okay. Next question. Amar Rav Miyasha. Rav Miyasha asked the following. Boy, Rav Yochan. Rav Yochan had the following suffix. Okay. Kotzel, a kotel, a wall. The Rishus HaRabim. The Gavoa Asara. The Enu Rachav Arba. I guess our case so far. So it's four. It's 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide. So it's not a Rishus with Neatzma. It's not a Rishus Yachid anymore. But Umukaf Le Karmelis. But it surrounds a Karmelis. So by surrounding the Karmelis, what does it do? Ba'aso Rishus Yachid. It now makes the Karmelis into Rishus Yachid. The Karmelis is now surrounded by this wall. So, Vizarak. And you took a chifetz from the Rishus Harabim, you threw it, v'noch al gabav, and it lands on top of this wall, which is not 4 tefachim wide. So it's not a Rishus HaYachid. We think it's not a Rishus HaYachid. It shouldn't be not a Rishus HaYachid. My, what's the din? Mi amrinan, do we say, kevan de'enu rachav arba'a makom p'tor hu? Since we say that it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's a makom p'tor, and therefore it's like placing it on your higher in London, that it's not a Rishus HaYachid, therefore there's no chiyuv. What do they call it? Okay. Right. Ain't a rock of Arba and Makab Torhu. Oh Dilma. Wait, you simply can just say those who don't hold of the Ain't Rock? Oh Dilma, which is probably everybody in this room. Oh Dilma. Or do you say Kevan de Aso Rishus HaYachid, since the wall created a Rishus HaYachid, it made the Carmelis into Rishus HaYachid, Kaman de Mal Yadami. It's as if it now has 4 Tvachim. By making it into a Carmelis, by making the Karmelis Rishus HaYachid, it itself becomes Rishus HaYachid as well. I guess maybe, lambda wise, you can say maybe that it gets the width of the Rishus of the Karmelis to fill the width.
Why can't you say Mitzarif with what it's created?
That's the question. Is it Mitzarif or is it not? Do you say that all it does is make what's inside the Rishus HaYachid, but it maintains its own status?
This is a very fundamental question in general. Any time you go from one Rishus to the other, what's the exact border?
Well, the exact border is always going to be the Shear. The question over here is that this Shear created a Rishus HaYachid inside of it. So does that creation also go on to it? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Right, Rashi says, Mukav l'karmelis, but kotel zeh hikifu bikos shahaisa karmelis, v'al yodo nasis v'shus ha'yachid, kigon shehukav l'dira, alo kifu bo elebeis, asasim v'zorg v'zorab v'nachar, o dilma kevin de kotel zeh salo karmelis, zor v'shus ha'yachid. Does it get the status before it creates? So Gemara answers, Amar Ula says, like you're saying, David, this is Kav Chomer. So does it make sense? If it can create a mechitza for something else, it certainly should be able to create a mechitza for itself, right? It should be a kosher cane. So Itmar Nami, we send the base mention to support this. Amar Bechia Barashi, Amar Rav, Bechina Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kotel Rishus Harabim. You have a wall in Rishus Harabim. Gavoa Asara. It's 10 tefachim high. Ve'ena Rachav Arba, but it's not 4 tefachim wide. Umukav LaKarmelis, out of that case. And it then surrounds, with this kotel, you surround the Karmelis. The Asor Rishus HaYachid, it makes the Karmelis into Rishus HaYachid. Hazorek, we throw from Rishus HaRabim, Ve'nach Al Gabav, onto this wall, Chayev, you would be Chayev. Why? Chayev, because La'cheir Mose Mechitza La'atzma Koshkein. If it can make a Mechitza for something else, it can make it for itself as well. I'm not sure what does that mean. Does that mean now that the wall doesn't need Dalet Amos and Rochav? Or does it mean now that we attach the extra width from the Karmelis onto the wall? That's what is an Achamina. But how do you view that works? Toso says, Omeri, the mashim the dafka mukach lekarmelis, the kevon the mukach lekarmelis ain't kolkach svarus shiyase rishus yochid mitam lachem osu mechitza v'makupas rishus harabim v'asur rishus yochid pshita d'la'asu nami mahani. The only shaila is if it's mukach to a karmelis, because basically what does it do? It turns the karmelis, which is a mukach p'tor, into a higher level mukach p'tor. But big deal, the karmelis by itself is no problem to begin with anyway. So that's where the shaila is. But his Tosfos says there's no shaila, there's no suffix that if it would turn a rishus harabim into rishus yochid, then that itself would also become Rishus HaYachid. He says that's no shaila. Okay, next question. Ba'i Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following suffix. Bor tisha tvachim. The bor is 9 tvachim deep. Ba'akam yimena chulya. And then you go inside on Shabbos. You go, so the bor is 9 tvachim deep, so it's not its own Rishus HaYachid. So you come out from the Rishus HaRabim, you go into the pit, and you dig out the last 10. V'hishlima la'asara. So do we say, Mahu, do you say that pulling out that dirt to make the 10th tefachim now is a din of hotzah, or do you say no? Do you say that the hotzah and the 10th tefachim come at the same time, and therefore you're chayav? We say no. But when I took out the dirt, it was only 9 tefachim. It wasn't Rishus HaYachid. So bor tisha va'akam yimena chulya v'yishlima lasara, and by pulling out that piece of dirt, you completed the 10th tefachim. Mahu, what's the din? Akiras chifetz v'asiyas mechitza hadadi hadadi ka'asu mechayev. You made the akira from the Rishus HaYachid, and the creation of the Rishus HaYachid happened at the same time, and there you're Mechayev, because now basically what you did is you took from the bor, which is Rishus HaYachid, into the Rishus HaRabim, or Olo Mechayev, or do we say no? Because before you ripped out the dirt, It was only nine tvachim, and there wasn't a Rishon Sayachid. And Rashi says, basically, Rashi says what he says. He says, "Mimechayev Alpha Gadze Mekami Akira La Rishon Sayachid." Even though before the Akira was not Rishon Sayachid, Have B'Shas Akira Mi Rishon Sayachid. Have at the moment you ripped it out, it turns into Rishon Sayachid. The Imtim Selomar, and if you're going to say that Kevon De Lo Have Mechitz Asar Mekara Lo Mechayev, that no, it don't come happen at the same time. When you took it out, it wasn't Rishon Sayachid. So therefore, you're not Mechayev when you pull out that last Tefach of dirt. What about the other way? Let's say you fill in the vor. So let's say you have bor that's asara, a bor that's ten tefachim, v'nasan l'socha chulya, and then you put from the rishos harabim, you put a bunch of dirt in there to make it now nine tefachim, umiyata, and therefore you lowered the depth of the pit from ten tefachim to nine tefachim, and therefore you mevatel the shem rishos hayachim. Mahu, what's the din? Hanachas chefetz v'silich mechutza v'hadei hadadik asu, the putting down the chefetz and getting rid of the Rishus HaYachid happened at the same time, therefore you're punter, so it looks like you now are putting down something something that's not Rishus HaYachid, because it's only nine tefachim. O Dilma, or do we say, O Lo Mechayev, you're not Mechayev, because you say it happens at the same, and therefore you're Chayev. O, read again, Mahu, Hanachas Chefetz, V'silich Mechitza, Hadade ka'asu, and therefore mechayev. So therefore, basically, what you did is you put it down, and before you mevatel the shem rishus hayachid, you basically put it down. So therefore, you're chayev. O Dilma, do you say that lo mechayev because with the hanacha of the adama in the pit, you mevatel the shem rishus hayachid, and you're putting it down, and non rishus hayachid, and therefore you be putter. So those are the shilas that he has. Seems to be the same question, just flip side. What's the difference? Creating a Rishus HaYachid or being Mavakal Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's answer the suffix from the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Tivshot Lo Yimididei, Ditznan. We have the following Mishnah. Hazorek, someone throws a chefetz, four amos in Rishus HaRabim, Yor Sochayev. Right? Hazorek, arba amos in Rishus HaRabim, and Rashi is going to say that Mamish at the fourth amma, Mitzumsam, Paga, it hits Bakotel, it hits the wall, Lemala Me'asar Tvachim, 10 Tvachim higher than the ground, then it's kazorpa avir, your putter, because it's 10 tefachim high, and it came to rest 10 tefachim high, and the avir rishus harabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. But lematame asara, if it's lower than 10 tefachim high, that's kazorik ba'aret, as if you threw the 4 tefachim on the ground, right? Lematame asara, kazorik ba'aret, fazorik ba'aret, avir amos chayev, and then before you be chayev, but then you were marvir, dal amos, in rishus harabim. Va'avinaba, and we ask about this Mishnah, v'ha lo nach. The chefetz didn't rest on the wall. You threw it on the wall and it bounces back. So it didn't travel four amos in Rishus HaRabim because it kind of just sort of hits the wall and the ball kind of, it came back. It didn't travel. Rashi said, so the Gemara said, but halo nach. So it never went, there was outside, it never came to rest four amos away from where you started. So why are you chayev even if it's lower than 10 tvachim? So if I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, b'dveilo shmeina shanino. We're talking about like some sort of a very, very oily or liquidy fruit that sticks to the wall because of the fat on it. It's dveilo shmeina. Rashi says, nidbeka b'pnei hakotel. It sticks on the wall. So if it sticks on the wall, it traveled the four amos. It didn't bounce back. So the Gemara says, v'amai. But why are you chayev? If it's sticking on the wall, and Rashi's explained that the case is that the wall is exactly four amos from where you're standing, so now it sticks on the wall, you diminished four amos. It's no longer sitting on four amos away, because it's sticking on the wall. And yet you say that you're chayiv. So you see, if you do it at the same time, it's your chayiv. Rashi says, "Bamay mechayiv, hamas nisin dal amos katani, v'afilu mitzumtzimos." When it rests on the kotel, nitmait hazrika midal amos. It lowered the amount of room that it traveled. Didn't travel dal amos. Kidei makom hadveila. The katani chayav came in the mikara dal amos have. Because originally it was four amos. So you have to look at the way it was originally, I guess, is what Rashi is saying. So I guess so to extrapolate to our cases, therefore you would be mechayav the person who takes the... I guess if the person who takes it out, you take the amount, the tefach out of the board, you would be chayav. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to learn from that. The hasan l'mavatale, hacha mavatale. there's a difference, there's a chilek, because by the throw the te'ena, you're not mevatel the makom. The te'ena doesn't become part of the wall. Not part of the wall, not mevatel the wall. But when you, therefore, it's not going to be considered memayit the dal amos. But when you put the dirt into the pit, you're mevatel the dirt into the pit there, right? So therefore, if it was a suffix, maybe you're not chayiv on this hanacha because you're memayit the board, because it's very different. One case, you're leaving the dirt there, the te'ena, you're going to take it off. It doesn't become part of the wall. Tosos doesn't like Rashi's chat so much. Tosos says, "Pavis kuntros demashma demayra fibu dalas with tumsomos obi the veilum ayin." He's questioning the Ri has a problem. He says, "You would never be mechayiv in this case because the Ri brings out a case of where of hotzah where you have like a long spear. We said early in the Gemara that you're not chayiv to go from one rishus to another rishus until the entire item leaves the rishus." So too here, if the entire Devela didn't leave good travel Dal Amos, because I guess the back end and the front of it is sticking away from the wall, why would you be chayiv? So you can answer, there's a chilek between Hoksom, Rishus L'Rishus, and being Maver Dal Amos and Rishus Rabin. Okay, next, Shaila. Boy Rabba. Zorak Daf. You threw this, the Nachagabe Yisedos. You threw this board that has arba is 4x4 Tvachim. You threw it in the Rishus Rabim, the Nachagabe Yisedos, and you threw it onto these pillars that are 10 Tvachim high, but they're not 4 Tvachim wide. But when you threw your daf onto it, so then landed on the top of the pillar, now it has the 4 Tvachim. Your grand is only 4 Tvachim on top, but those 4 Tvachim go down. So basically what you did is by throwing the same Shiloh, by throwing the daf onto the pillar, you create the Rishus Hayachid. Right? The Nachagabe Yisedos. Mahu. So Gemara says, Maikami Boyle. What's the Shiloh? If you hanachas chayfetz vasitz mechitza b'hadei adadik asu hayad Rabbi Yochanan. If you're asking whether putting the chayfetz down can create the mechitza, can create Rishus Yochanan at the same time, that's the same shayla that Rabbi Yochanan had. So what's the shayla? The Gemara says no. Ki kami boiling the rabba. Rabba's asking can go into zarek daf v'chayfetz al gavav. Okay, so you have this board and you have an item on top of the board. And basically now what happens is you throw this board, which is 4x4, on top of the pillar, which is 10 fucking high, but not 4 fucking wide. So now you just created the Rishus HaYachid. And then the board hits the top, settles there, but the item that's on top sort of goes up and down. So now where did you move, what about the item on top of it? Are you chayav for that item? So we can say. You go to Zorik Dafa Chayfetz even the Bahadade Hadade Ka'asu. Since the asiyas of the yisedus become rishus hayachid and pulling the board down came together, it's kanachas chayfetz vasiyas mechitza dami. It's the same thing as putting the it's putter. O Dilma came to lo efshar lo mili port of hader neach. Since it's not possible that whatever was on top of the pit, that whatever that was on top of the item, the item was on top of the board didn't move a little bit. Kasiyas mechitza v'hanachas chayfetz dami. Maybe it's as if you made the mechitza and then put the chayfetz on. Meaning you're not worried about the board, you're worried about the item. So the item basically jumps a little bit when it lands. So now maybe it's like that you took that item from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, and you'd be chayav for that. Rashi says, "Delo efshar delo midli hachefetz me'al hadaf b'shas hanachas hadaf v'hadunayach." It goes up and then it goes down. So therefore that would be a hanacha. It would be a yitziyah from the Rishus HaYachid, from the Rishus HaRabim onto the Rishus HaYachid, and then by moving you would create a chiyuv of taking from one Rishus to another Rishus. Gemara says, "Teku." So our shayla though, what's the big deal? How high is that item going to jump up and down? A tefach or two? Well, don't we have lovered? And it's as if it didn't move at all. The person from Kiva Eger. I didn't really get it. Anyway, okay. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Again, today's daf was learned the Zecher Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, sponsored by the Daskel family. And we also learned today's daf the Zecher Nishmas Zev Ben Aaron Mordechai. All the neshamas shalom aleichem.